He's that good of a friend to me. And I just wanted you to all know who he is because he means that much to me. So now that you know who he is, when he heard that I had a car jam, he says, I've got one you can drive. See, that's a good friend right there. I can help. Give him a hand. And you know what was cool? Kurt, tell me if this is not accurate, because this is cool. I love stories when people are here to validate stuff. That's why I'm bringing up people. So when he says, hey, I got one you can drive, it wasn't like the perfect car. I was looking for something that would just get the job done. Because if I didn't have a perfect car, it would motivate me to change my circumstances, because I really had that canvas in front of me and I painted a black car with sexy, sleek, shiny black shimmering lines and these wheels and spokes that just went bam, and you're dead. No, that's what Dr. Wall was saying. And they just jumped right out at you, and I envisioned that I'd go around corners and the seats would hug me when the G-forces were going on, and that while I was driving, I could feel the back massager going up and down my back while I was driving. And then when people pull up to me, they'd have to wonder why I was going, ah. Oh. They'd just have to wonder. And then I'd look over to them and I'd go, oh yeah, that's right. Oh. That's what I saw in my head. And guess what? I went from driving his borrowed car with no air conditioner. I thought I'd have to worry about fixing my hair, only that wasn't a problem. And I went from that, cloth seats, they just make you sweat. You'd get out and you'd have to go to the bathroom because you were soaking wet. Yeah, that's the car I came from. I'm so thankful for that moment because he rescued me. Good friends will give you a hand up, not a hand out. He didn't give me my dream car. He gave me a hand up, not a hand out. I borrowed that car, 97 Lumina. Sweet. Oh, and by the way, here's how he got the car. He got that car because he was a top producer in another network marketing company, and he won the car back in 1997. It was brand spanking new, and he still got it today to rescue me 18 years later. Now that's a good friend, and that's a cool story because he did it in network marketing. That's cool stuff. And oh, by the way, that car that I could see 6 months ago, we bought a $112,000 brand new S550 Mercedes-Benz twin turbo, and it massages my back. It blows air conditioning right up my butt. And I don't have to worry about those cloth seats anywhere. Thank you for motivating me, Kurt. And it does go 140 miles an hour, at least. I can tell you, it happened. Yeah. So here's what I do. Remember the question? I said, what will stop you? I get all the objections. I overcome them with feel, felt, found, and I'll ask him on a scale of 1 to 10, is there anything more important? How important is it for you to live that canvas that you just painted? See, I have every new prospect now. Paint that canvas for me. That's the exercise I do. I do this exercise. I do it every single time with a brand new person. They'll paint that canvas, and I come back to it because a picture is worth 1,000 words. They might talk to me for an hour. I'll never remember all that stuff. However, they can tell me about their canvas. I'll never forget that canvas. I can see everybody's painting in my head right now like a Rolodex. And I'll say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it for you to live out that vision, focusing on the victory of your vision, not the fear of your failure? Scale of 1 to 10, give me a number. And they always say 9 or 10. Never 5, 6, 7, 8. It's always 9 or 10. If it's a 9, I say, what's the difference between 9 and 10 are for you? And it's like that last little objection that they were holding back. They pull that out now and they go, well, it's just this little thing. And I go, great. I'm so glad you told me about that little thing, because I want in your mind for this to be as near perfect experience for you as possible. Folks, nobody, I'm telling you, nobody, I don't care who they are, nobody has ever done this exercise with people before. You're the first person that's cared that much to get that real, peel back all the layers, and create that painting in someone's head. Nobody's ever done it. They are mesmerized, they're captivated, and they're like, whoa, you are unbelievable. And when your prospect says that about you and they go, whoa, you're unbelievable, they're going home to tell their spouse. And they're not going, well, honey, you know, I saw this thing today and I think it's going to be really cool. You know, it's going to cost us $500. They're going home going, honey, let me tell you something. Here's what we're going to do. That's the difference. You want someone going home saying, honey, here's what we're going to do. Not, you know, I met this guy today, and yeah, you know, it's only $500. That's ridiculous. If you have those conversations happening after they experience a conversation with you, you are missing the boat. You are watching millions of dollars pass right through your existence. Does that make sense? It makes sense. Now you know every objection. You know their barometer because you asked them on a scale of 1 to 10, Omar, tell me, how excited are you to live out this dream that you painted a picture of in your mind?